For us in the northern part of Uganda, it would be a document on which we have to rebuild ourselves using this reconstruction of ourselves, the renewal of ourselves, building on these three key themes: reconciliation. You know, the war tore us into pieces, even in the villages, in the homes. Some homes were torn into pieces. Then communities of clans, and then also the division among the people of my area with other neighboring, you know, all these were affected by this war. So it is very, very pertinent for us to see that this document should be helping us to reconcile in the families, in the bigger communities and the clans, and with the neighbors, and also initiate national reconciliation. You know that Uganda, since independence, was never, it has been in a period of violence all through. Violence, 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 one after the other. So many of the children who have grown, even some of those I could say who are about 40, 50, they have been people who were born during the periods of these violent situations or violent history. So we shall need to have a lot of effort to be put into this. Justice, of course, it's not so much the retributive justice rather than the restorative justice. We are calling here not just the question of punishing those who have done wrong or what, but it is more to transform the lives of those who have gone astray, we could say, who were perpetrators. At the same time, also to transform the lives of the victims who really found themselves caught in a situation where it was not their fault. For example, in the area where we are, some people have been abducted when they were very young and so on, forced to commit crimes and all that. Now they are coming back, and to resettle with all this in their hearts, it will not be fair. We have to work hard to see how to transform this situation of the victims and perpetrators down the line. Similarly, the people who were caught as civil population, they need to be also reconciled with those who are coming back. For example, what we call the returnees, or we call them those who are coming back, abductees, and so on. All this, I think we need to do a lot there. Then the peace is actually the restoration of relationships. Because what is it? Peace is actually to say our relations were broken. Now we must come back and build them again, restore them. Not only this with the person to person, but also our relation with God. Because when we do something wrong against any human being, we are also directly actually touching God. We are distorting his image in the human person, the dignity that was there, the sacredness, and that personality of feeling the love of God is being betrayed by war and by all this violence. So it is within the context. Things have fallen in place with this document. So I'm very happy and excited about it. I, for one, I would wish to rededicate myself to say, can we do something about reconciliation, justice, and peace with this document as a new impetus to do something, not only for my area, but also for the nation.